I was born in this house. My name was Wingfield at the time, Ella Wingfield. This was a nice neighborhood, and there was one place I wanted to stay. It was no place that I wanted to go after I got older and whatnot. So even when I got married, I still lived here. And I will continue to live here until I can't anymore. And that means when I go to visit the man upstairs. On this property here was a cemetery. It was a small church over there, and this was a cemetery for the three houses that are here now. They moved the bodies, the church moved, the small church, you know, they moved, and they moved the bodies out of the cemetery, and then they rebuilt and they built these houses. And since Daddy was delivering mail here and whatnot, and he saw that once they finished that they would be up for sale, so Daddy wanted the middle house. This was the main house, so he got it. Well, I can remember as a child that my parents would take my sister and me up to the park, and we would have a little, you know, refreshment and sodas and what have you. And on those summer days when it was really hot, we stayed up there, you know, through the night. I mean, nobody bothered you or anything like that. But mother would take, you know, a few blankets or towels or something. And nobody bothered you because it wasn't that many people out, you know, during that time. And mother used to talk to my sister and me about, you know, the activities and things that we did up there. And it was very nice. Now, I know at one time they were talking about across the street where those big columns are and everything. They wanted to have a playground over there, but they never did. To my knowledge, they never did, because they had those big tanks and whatnot, you know, over there.
Yeah, those
that are still there.
The sand silos.
Is that what you call them? Yeah, those silos. Mm-hmm.
That's where they, still, even now, there's sand in those, the cylindrical silos that are still on.
Because we used to wonder what in the world was in them, you know, as a child, you didn't know, you were just wondering all the time. Those were the good old days that I had, you know, during that time. And it was nice because we would walk up there and walk back. We would carry, you know, whatever we needed. And we had our lemonade and little sandwiches and some cookies or cake or something like that. Oh, to me it was paradise because, I mean, with all the water, you know, when you're driving around. And, I mean, to me it just looked like a beach without the sand, you know. And I think during the war, that's when they put the fence and everything up around it. But as a child, I mean, it was more or less a playground for us. It was to get away from home and have space to run around and play little games. Well, as an adult, I still say no. I still like it open, you know. I just have a lot of good memories and things like that. It'll be so congested, and I can see that going down North Capitol Street right on the other side. It's just like that, even though they're working on the streets and whatnot. But it just seemed like it's just so tight, you know. And with walking through there, you could just see all over. It was a lot of space, you know, going through. But well, like I said, I'm from the old school, and probably whatever, if they build houses, you know, and whatnot, all of them alike or something. But I wasn't looking for big apartments and all like that. I thought if they had row houses or something.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I know it need change and more people are looking for places, but I just remember the good old days when, you know, mm-hmm. things were open and still you had the space to do the things that you liked to do.